Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leonard throws the ball into Lemaster, who tags Little trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Delone moves to third. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delone scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lemaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brenly moves to third. Lemaster moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brenly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Little strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood juggles the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Raines steals second. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Stenhouse moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 2, Expos, 2. Johnny Lemaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0 for 1 in the game. Lasky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gullickson bunts towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Expos. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brenly. The throw from Carter and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive towards the mound. Lasky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Bill Lasky. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Little takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Little moves to third. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Mike Stenhouse. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Raines steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallach is walked intentionally. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Gary Lucas now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Daryl Thomas now playing right field. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flynn moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Richards pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos 4, and San Francisco Giants 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.